Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Radcast. And as you will have gleaned from the title, our final episode.
I know, shock. Yeah, all good things must come to an end. And we've decided that after 6 years of putting out the podcast, month after month, that it's the right time to call it quits, which I'm sure you'll all be shocked about. But the way we see it, if Jurgen Klopp can step down as Liverpool manager, then we can stop doing the podcast and the world will keep spinning.
So I suppose you'll be wondering why now, after 66 episodes, and there are a few reasons. Firstly, when we started out with the podcast, we kind of had a list of all the conversations that we wanted to have, and we basically covered that whole list and more. I was going through the Google Doc that we put together back at the start, and when we started, we said we wanted to speak to people about AI, some of the prominent figures in the industry. We wanted to speak to the RCL president. We've spoken to all three of them. We wanted to speak to some radiologists who are working abroad. We've done several of those episodes as well. A huge one for us as well was speaking to Frank Gallard, the Radiopedia founder, and we ticked that off last year. So yeah, we've kind of rattled through so many different ones, and then we were always trying to make sure we covered all the different subspecialties, and then the final one that we hadn't covered was cardiac, so we did that as well. So yeah, we've kind of like ticked off everything that we wanted to achieve.
We've basically completed radiology podcasting. So yeah, it's definitely that. Like, obviously, there's always new stuff happening in radiology, which is why we've been able to keep going for so long. But I kind of feel a bit less motivated to record the 10th episode on AI. And then, yeah, the other thing is also like the major time commitment. So I think we've done really well to stick to the monthly schedule, but it is a significant ongoing time commitment. You've always got like a podcast recording or edit hanging over you. And yeah, it does become a bit harder to find the time as you get more senior and there's other competing interests on your time. So that's definitely a factor in the decision. Like even finding time to record this final episode has been a bit of a nightmare. So yeah.
I think the other thing is we're like conscious of making sure that the content is always still interesting. You know, when we're planning our like few months in advance or whatever, we wouldn't want to have like back-to-back AI podcasts, for example, or like, you know, things that were too similar in quick succession. And then it becomes harder when you kind of put those restrictions on how you can put the content out. It becomes harder then to find things to talk about.
Yeah, that's definitely like a consideration. And also like the editing has been like a constant bane of my life. As you know, I don't want to be too negative about it, but it will be good to not have to spend a few hours editing a podcast every month. Although I've actually seen that there's like some new AI tools which are coming out, which are getting pretty good at editing. Like you can just bung them in and it makes you sound fairly professional. So maybe if we hold them for like a few more months, maybe AI will be able to take care of it.
But it's one of those things that we've periodically revisited, and we've outsourced the editing on occasion and it's just never been up to standard. So it's not without trying, but I think when you have such high quality standards, it's very difficult to kind of relinquish the control of that.
Yeah, no one else is going to give our podcast the TLC that we give it in the editing, and no one else is going to work as hard to make me sound articulate as I do. So that's like an impossible task even for AI. So those are the main reasons, the time commitment and also the fact we've recorded the episodes that we set out to do to start with. And so yeah, I think it's a good time to draw a line under it and move on to other things. But obviously, I mean, we don't want this to be a sad ending. It's not a funeral. We want it to be like a bit of a celebration because we are proud of what we've achieved with the pod. So, yeah, I mean, it's been 66 episodes and 78,000 listens, which is not too shabby for a niche radiology podcast. And without wanting to blow our own trumpet, I think we've put out some great episodes and really fulfilled the original aim of the pod, which was to shine a light on the specialty and give people more exposure to it. So with that in mind, I thought it would be good for us to each choose our top three episodes ever. And we've done this individually, so we haven't conferred. So it'll be interesting to see if we agree on what our favorite episodes are. So yeah. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's super rewarding hearing that people listen to the podcast. I'm sure we've both had occasions where people have, you've met someone in person, you've been talking, and then they've been like, I recognize the voice, you're the podcast guy. So it is nice to have the positive feedback on it, and it's nice to to hear that people enjoy listening to the podcast, and they look forward to the episodes and the kind of content that we're putting out. So it has been very rewarding from that point of view.
Yeah, that does like happen to me quite a lot, not infrequently now. A combination of the podcast and also because of our application stuff. So there's a few people knocking about, like Liverpool and even in my hospital, who've even listened to the pod or we trained. And yeah, it is great to hear when they say that they listen to the pod. And you get a momentary burst of dopamine and you think, oh, I could keep on doing this forever. And then you sit down to edit another pod and you're like, actually, no, it's not enough. Okay, so yeah, top three episodes. So how are we going to do this? Should we, you can give your third best episode first and then I'll give mine.
Okay, yeah. So I think that when I thought about my ranking of the episodes, it was kind of a mix of the content, the personality, and then just the experience. Because I guess that like that's probably a part of it that people wouldn't necessarily see. And in the early days before COVID, when like we were going to visit people, you know, we were doing like on-site recordings and stuff, there was a bit more like, I don't know, a bit more of a build-up around all that. So so I think top three, my first one, so if we're going in the reverse order, I'd have to put SegMed, so Martin Willemink. I thought that was a brilliant episode. He's such an interesting guy, really interesting background, and I think SegMed is one of those kind of like light bulb moment ideas. You know, you have all these companies that are competing to be the number one lung nodule or breast cancer detection algorithm or whatever it might be. But for them to go through the trial process, they all have to test their algorithms. So they're all having to find data, clean the data, and then run the algorithm through it. So to set up the business that has that data set ready to go is just such a great idea. You know, you might have 10 companies that are vying to be successful with one particular algorithm, and they all need to test it, but there's only going to be one of them that's successful. Whereas in his position, he can capitalize on all of them. And also I thought it was super interesting to learn about like just the startup process and that whole culture in Silicon Valley and, you know, the funding rounds and all that kind of thing. Really, really interesting episode and a very cool guy.
I did like that episode. I think I thought about putting that in my top three, but I didn't. I think just to be contrarian, because I knew you'd put it in there. But I think that was like our first sort of transatlantic one, wasn't it? And we recorded it on a weekend and we were very nervous.
Exactly, yeah. We were still kind of getting used to the online recording side of things. Like it was.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That was all quite
and it went really well. And I'm happy with how it turned out and stuff. So I think that was like quite a professional podcast, so that definitely gets honorable mention in my ranking, but doesn't make the top three.
Okay, so you're number three then, your bronze medal. Okay,
my bronze medal is our episode number three, which is the first AI episode we did with Hugh Harvey back in September 2018. So that was the first episode we recorded with someone outside of like our immediate network. And it was like at a time when AI was basically becoming the hottest topic in radiology. So it was like a big step for Radcast to, we originally like emailed him and for him to say yes and for us to interview him. That was really cool. And I actually interviewed him in person at RCR in 2018 at the conference. We did the interview on my phone by a lift shaft. So it was like real on the ground reporter experience. And yeah, and despite it being quite amateur, I think it turned out quite well. And we also interviewed the current RCR president at the time on the same day. So that was a very cool day for Radcast in terms of like legitimacy.
I think he's such like a prominent figure when it comes to AI that being able to get him to agree to be on the podcast when we were kind of still in our infancy was quite cool.
Exactly. And also, I mean, one of the main reasons we started the pod was because we did the AI survey and we wanted to be able to reach out to people within the AI industry and get some more sort of inside knowledge on it. So the fact that we were able to basically achieve that quite early on was, yeah, that was also, that was a good pod. So for many reasons, both sentimental and also just in terms of sort of, it was a proof of concept for Radcast. That's definitely my number three bronze medal.
So onto the silvers.
Yeah. Okay. You go.
Okay. So my silver medal goes to Professor Peter Gaines.
Okay.
So again, this is a mixture of the experience and the content and the personality. So yeah, we went to record the episode at his home. So it was a nice
castle in Sheffield.
Scenic drive through the Peak District to get there, which was enjoyable. And then pulled up to his house, which was a very, very lovely dwelling. And I remember we went in, we were kind of nervous because it had just always been communication over email. And so we walked in, we kind of had our kit there and we were like, do you want to record it here in the kitchen? And it was a bit echoing there. Then we went into a different room and we kind of got set up there. And Uzi asked if he could get a drink of water. And Pete said no, which is like, obviously he was being sarcastic, but... And then like when we were doing the interview, he had this massive dog that was like sat next to him the whole time, like his you know, the guard dog of the manor. So it was just hilarious. And then like just learning about that whole side of the industry as well. So obviously a lot of what we've talked about has been AI, but his niche is medical devices and he's taken products from idea to market. And I think that just, you know, learning about the process behind all of that was really interesting as well. And also I think he was such a trailblazer with IR, developing kind of the real clinical side of it, the patient-facing stuff, patient ownership, the Sheffield Vascular Institute. I thought all that stuff was, yeah, very, very, very interesting.
Interesting. Again, yeah, no, I can definitely see why you rate that very highly, but it's interesting that I've gone for a different number two. So far we've got completely different opinions on what our best episodes are. So yeah, my number two is one we did fairly recently, in December of last year with David Little about the PA debate, just because it's such a topical issue and the timing was like perfect. So we released the episode a few weeks after he sent out that survey on PA regulation that got over 1,000 responses. So it was like the perfect perfect combination of the right topic and the right timing. So yeah, I think in terms of having our finger on the pulse there and giving the audience what they want, I think that was a good one.
Yeah, and certainly like now today, I don't know if you got the same email, but the GMC saying that they're going to be devoting the consultation on PA regulation. So very, very topical. And he was very well spoken about the whole thing as well. I think that like, when you look online, you kind of go on the social media and people can be quite outspoken and a bit tribal when you look on Twitter. But he was very, very measured in his approach. I think all of what he was saying was very sensible.
Yeah, great spokesman on the issue. Little for president.
Do I still get a vote? I mean, yeah, I am still a member, so I should.
I hope you don't. You don't deserve one.
So the gold medals.
Yes, gold medals. I think I'd be the fact you've not gone for this one in your two and three. I think we've probably gone for the same number one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's standard. I think it's obvious, an obvious choice. God.
So now if I say something that you're not expecting...
Yeah, then you're wrong. Yeah.
Okay, fine. So I have gone with Dr. Hedvig Hrisek for my...
Oh, wow. That's so surprising.
So you've gone something different. Wow.
No... Again, I think you've sort of really taken into account the whole experience and like the journey and everything, whereas I've gone more for like the content. Interesting.
I think the content of these is really interesting as well. So it was a combination of my top three that stand out for me as someone who was like interested in the material but also had to do the recording.
Yeah,
I suppose if I was like approaching it as like someone who listened to the podcast, it might be different.
Yeah, I did think about putting Hedy up there as well. Definitely considered it, but yeah, another honourable mention. So, what's your rationale?
Such a huge figure in the world of radiology, such a prominent name, so like highly respected. And again, it was a case of we knew that we wanted to do an episode with where we were kind of like shining a light on women who have had great success in radiology. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened we were going to Vienna for ECR that year, and they had a section that was led by women, and she was kind of leading that session. So I emailed her, she was interested, and then we set up the meeting in Vienna, and we interviewed her in her hotel in this like grand ballroom type setting that was really amazing. And again, she spoke really, really well. We had a really, really good conversation about issues kind of facing women, that, you know, certainly comparing like when she was training and coming up through the ranks compared to like now. And then, you know, she was kind of drawing comparisons with race and that kind of thing. So I thought it was, again, I thought it was a really, really interesting discussion. And it was one of those episodes that gave us that kind of different angle as well, as opposed to it being about, you know, developments in radiology. It was more about someone's experiences of having to practice in a, I don't know, in a certain culture, I suppose.
Yeah, and that was the one we recorded in the hotel lobby, and we arrived a bit early, and there was a group of guys sitting not far from us who were like chatting really loudly and laughing, and we were like really worried that they would be there during the interview. And then she was a bit late, but just as she arrived, the guys got up and left.
Yeah.
So it was almost like destiny. And so that was great. Yeah, so yeah, interesting. Right, so my number one is the January 2023 episode that we did with Umi from West Midlands to Dubai. So I think this is just because, like, I think it was a great conversation. I think it flowed really well, and it was a topic that everyone is curious about. Even if they're like not thinking of moving out there, everyone wants to know how much do people really earn in the Middle East. So credit to him, he was very candid and gave us all the juicy content. And the reception to that was great. Like, we got a lot of good feedback from that. So I think in terms of how proud I was when I pressed publish, that was probably the one which I was like, yeah, that's a banger. Whereas usually I press publish and I'm like, oh my God, that's awful. that one I had no reservations about.
Yeah, it was a really good episode. And we did get a lot of positive feedback on that. There was a lot of... It stimulated a lot of discussion as well. A lot of people like... get in touch. Yeah, it was very good from that point of view.
Yeah, it changed the course of your life, didn't it?
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is very true.
So yeah, okay, that's great. So yeah, those are our top threes. So I suppose we should probably say, like, if people are listening to this and want to send in what they think their favorite Radcast episode is, then feel free when we put this out and post it on our social media.
Yeah, that'd be really interesting to know, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably do a poll, actually.
Yeah.
If I can bear to brave social media, I think it'll be worth it.
So what's next? What's next?
Yeah, life after the podcast. So the podcast obviously is just one arm of Radcast, arguably like what we're most well known for. But we do have our courses, which are like more popular than ever. So we're going to continue doing all of the educational stuff and probably look to expand on the educational side of things with the extra headspace that's afforded by stopping the podcast. And obviously we've got our radiology anatomy competition, which is also, I think, a sort of great initiative that we want to expand. So we will definitely be continuing with like Radcast activities, even though we're not doing the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're not showing any signs of slowing down. It's just a slight restructuring of priorities. Yeah, it's like pivot. Exactly. That's all it is.
Yeah.
We do still think it's important to have some sort of public facing part. So we are probably going to look into doing more video based content, but it's going to be slightly different to this. So it won't be the same format of like always having a guest on. Probably not as frequent as well, but probably, you know, a bit more sporadic. More like the Rambles episodes, but not every month.
Yeah, it'd just be more chill, us talking about radiology issues. We'll get Mohammed involved as well, but it's not going to be as sort of formal, and the pressure of having to approach a random guest and really like be absolutely on it for every episode. And most importantly, I won't be editing it. So that's all I care about. Yeah.
Yeah, Muhammad's desperate to get involved after all these years hiding behind the email inbox.
Yeah, it's time to shine. Yeah, so definitely I think it is important for us to like continue putting out content because people do enjoy it. So yeah, hopefully we'll be doing those YouTube videos. So that's pretty much it. Obviously, we want to give a big thank you to all of our audience that have listened to us over the years, and we feel like you've grown with us, and as we've like progressed through our own careers, and as we said, it's like really rewarding when people come up to us in the departments or at conferences and say they listen to the podcast, and that we've like helped them or even inspired them to get into radiology. So it will be a shame to stop doing it, but on balance, I think this is a good place to stop. Go out at the top, as they say, and yeah, focus on other Radcast stuff.
So yeah, this is usually where I would see us out and say we'll be back next month with another episode, but that won't be the case. So you can still keep up to date with all of our other projects. So we're on social media, we're on Twitter and Instagram at Radcast Academy, and that's also where we'll be publicising our YouTube videos when they eventually come out. So bye for now.
Yeah, goodbye.